Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Steve. Can I get your 16-digit reservation code?
Okay. Are you ready?
Sure.
It's 2511-1701-0009-2421.
Okay. Let me pull up your information very fast. Okay, is this Kirkfield's Auto Body and Powder Coat?
Yes, Powder Coating, yes.
Oh, Powder Coating, okay, perfect. And who am I speaking with?
I am Gail Kirkfield, and I am the owner.
Okay. And your last name is Kirkfield?
Kirkfield, yes.
Okay, perfect. And just in case we get disconnected here, what's a good phone number for me to reach you at, Gail?
Okay, 504.
Okay.
430-5138.
5138, perfect. And is this the company phone or is this the like a cell phone?
This is my cell. Do you need the company phone too?
Yeah. Let me see. Yeah, what's a good company phone number?
504-737-6018.
Okay, perfect. And let me just confirm some other things I have here on file. Billing address is 201 Hickory Avenue.
Powerham, Louisiana.
Yep, New Orleans, Louisiana. Yes, 70123.
Yep.
Perfect. And you guys are LLC, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And how long have you guys been in business for?
Since 1970.
Oh, okay. So just a little while.
Just a little while.
Just a little while. Right on. Well, good. Okay, so yeah, we have many programs available, so, you know, depending on your specific needs here, Gail, let me know what you're looking to do so I can point you in the right direction.
I was looking for some capital and some cash, and I was wondering if y'all would have anything. Can you do, like, a loan that you can pay back in like, 3 years or something like that? Or?
Sure. Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever worked with a working capital loan before?
No.
Okay.
Just with a bank.
Okay, sure. So I'm sure you're familiar with like lines of credit and things like that, right? Am I right?
Right, lines of credit, right.
Okay. So what we
have something like that.
Yeah, so what we have here is kind of similar to it. It's called a working capital loan, and what that is, mm-hmm. Is it's more based so off your sales, and it's cash directly deposited into your account. Unsecured, mm-hmm. So there's no collateral behind it. We don't come after your house and things like that. So that's pretty much the gist of a working capital loan. And the nice thing is that you can use it for anything. So it's pretty much us just giving you cash, and you know, if you need it for materials or anything like that.
How do you pay back? That's what I want to know.
Sure. So the payback on that is it's called a fixed payback rate. So that means, let's say if you take out $5,000, you pay back
$10,000. Mm-hmm.
You know exactly how much you're paying back, and now that's dependent on the term. Normally, we have everything from 3 to 36 months. It just depends on really what you get qualified for. And my whole job here is just to get you qualified for the best program possible. You know, if you want the 3 years, I will definitely try to get you that, you know, that the 36 months one.
So you said if you would borrow 5, you'd pay back 10?
Yeah, that's just like an example.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Yeah, well, it just depends on what you're looking to do. I mean, how much are you looking for?
I was looking for 20.
For 20? Okay. Okay.
20,000.
Okay. Now, is that like what you want, or is that what you need? What are you going to use the 20,000 for?
Well, I had some repairs because my paint booth broke, and you know we paint cars.
Uh-huh, okay.
And the computer board's broken. That is $5,000 to buy that.
Oh, okay.
So I need some money to buy that, and then I got some other like compressors broke. I need to repair that. Just a lot of things came up that I didn't want to use.
Okay,
you know,
I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I totally understand.
But, you know, I'd have to see if I could afford though to pay back the 20. I don't know what kind of terms y'all have.
Sure, and that's the thing too. Let me see here. You know, I'm a senior rep here. I've been doing this a long time, and I deal with a lot of you know, auto body and things like that. Mm-hmm. So I have helped out a lot of customers or a lot of clients that are in the same boat as you.
Yeah, things start breaking, you know, it's expensive around here.
Oh, sure, absolutely. Anything breaks is expensive. I understand that 100%. Okay.
But, you know, like I said, I need to know the terms if you could approve me for that. And what do you need to be approved? Would you have to have up front?
Oh, yeah. I'll get all into that. I just have to, get a little bit more into, the business a little bit. When did you need it by? Like, when were you trying to get this all done? Do you have a deadline or anything? Or?
No, I don't have a deadline, but I am getting the paint booth right now repaired. So I will need funds in about 3 weeks.
Oh, okay. That's perfect. Okay.
Yeah, right. Stuff like that.
Just curious, how much is a painter?
Is
it like a hand spray painter? Like
the painter is a guy. Yeah, he sprays with
a
spray gun.
Yeah, yeah, okay. That's what I thought.
But the paint booth is it has a heater and it's downdraft, and it has fans and filters that run through it, mm-hmm. and the computer brain is down. And that has to be repaired so we could turn that back on.
Oh, I got what you're saying. Okay, I see.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. And do you have, how much do you know how much that costs to get that fixed?
I told you $5,000.
Oh, $5,000. Okay. Okay, I see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Starting with that. And then I got, a compressor down, which we use that a lot.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. How much have you lost quite a bit of business because it's been down?
Oh, no. No,
oh, okay.
It's working okay. I mean, we got it to where we got a repairman in here to fix it to where we get until we get it repaired. But
mm-hmm.
I can't lose business. I'd be in trouble.
Sure, yeah. No, that's, I don't want you to lose business. That's why I was curious to make sure you're all right. Yeah, I'm in the business to help you guys. I'm just in the business to help, your business out, any way for you to expand, or if you guys are broken, you guys need help to get out of that hole. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to help you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm glad you guys are not losing money. Okay. So,
yeah, like I said, though, I need to see what
sure.
I'll offer in terms.
Sure. Of course. Now the way that we get a little bit harder numbers is we do have to take a real time look at the business and things like that. We look at, for instance, your gross annual sales. Do you know what your sales are, gross?
For this year it was $950,000.
$950,000. Nice. So you guys are gonna hit the million mark.
Who knows, huh?
Yeah, okay, cool. Okay, and do you know what your credit might be at? Like your good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
7, yeah. It should be 7 or 650.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, I'm just doing some hand notes here. I like to write down everything. Okay, and let me ask you this. Have you gone to your bank, your local bank or anything?
No, I haven't gone yet. No, I can.
Okay.
I just got this in the mail. So I'll
sure.
Y'all.
Yeah, okay, I gotcha. Yeah, like I said, I've helped, dozens mm-hmm. of dozens of clients in your same position. So, everything you've told me here so far, you look really good. Been in business for quite a while. Your gross annual is $950,000. You're only looking for about 20. What I normally do is I always get you guys, I put you guys in to get qualified for the best programs possible. And then, we work back from there. And that's where we come up with the terms, we give me the terms. Now you do have to realize, Gail, is that since you've never worked with a working capital loan, I will tell you up front here, I like to be up front. I don't like if you call a different company and they always tell, they promise you the world, and then when it really comes down to it, they tell you completely everything different than what, you've been told. So I'm upfront. Because it is unsecured cash, you have to understand that it might be just a little bit more expensive than your nationwide bank, okay? So
okay.
I can absolutely get you qualified, but, when they come back with you with the terms, don't be completely shocked. I mean, it's not going to be outrageous. It's not going to be 95%
mm-hmm.
or something like that. But, it might be just a little bit more. But if it makes sense for you to get this computer board fixed and the compressors and all that stuff,
mm-hmm.
that way you can start making a little more money, then it's totally, worth it to make that decision, okay? Again, so, yeah, what we can do here, since everything you've told me so far, I mean, do you have any questions, you know, besides, like, the term and all that stuff? Because I can get you a little bit harder numbers. Yeah.
Tell me, can you do, I mean, do you, I'll do this. I know I've heard of taking it out by the day. You don't do that, right?
Well, we do have monthly, we have weekly, and we have daily. Now, you know, I will try to get you for the monthly and the weekly. I mean, are you afraid of the daily ones?
Well, I was looking for monthly. I prefer
okay.
it.
Okay.
But I need to know terms. How many years?
Yeah.
How much I pay back on 20? So is it every $5,000 you pay extra five?
No. So it's all dependent. That what I gave out earlier was just, that was just an example. I was just trying to make it, you know, plain Jane, so you could kind of, you know, just make you understand a little bit easier. That was just an example. That has nothing to do with anything. But yeah, it's all dependent on every single company. So, you know, if you want a longer term and you can pay it off sooner, that's absolutely fine. We don't have a, you know, we don't charge for early payback, right? If you take out a shorter term and you pay it off, the same thing. So it's just depending on really what you want to do. And like I said, I'll get you qualified for the longest term. And then we can work back from there.
What do you need to get started?
Well, what's a good email for you, Gail?
Oh, yeah, you just email it to me?
Yeah, so it'll be like a short list. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, email it so I can go over it before I start anything, okay?
Okay.
That would be better.
Yeah.
It's A Kirkfield, my name. And it's got an S on the end.
Kirkfield.
At yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com. Okay, so it's A. Kirkfields at yahoo.com.
Yeah, plural.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah,
so
email all that and then let me make a decision too.
Yeah, of course. And
I want to look at it.
Sure, and on that email too, it'll have all of my contact information. It will also have like our website, so feel free. I actually highly encourage it to take a look at our website. And that will give you a little bit, you know, background on us, and you can see our Better Business Bureau, our customer reviews, all that stuff. So, you know, really highly recommend looking at that, and then I'll be in touch with you. Should I follow up with you tomorrow?
Well, let me go through the email. Tomorrow's Friday. It's a pretty busy day. Call me that Monday.
On Monday? Okay, sure. I can do that.
Yeah, on Monday. And let me, I want to look into this a little bit more.
Sure, of course. Yeah, feel free to. Absolutely.
And I want to see the email, what's required.
Okay, absolutely. And I just wanted to let you know, too, we're a relationship-based bank here, okay? So we're not trying to do one transaction and then, you know, close doors on it. It's not going to keep our doors open. We want to, you know, build that relationship and, you know, develop
that
relationship.
That, yeah.
Exactly, of course, okay? So,
a business needs that, you know what I'm saying?
Of course it does, absolutely. And
yeah.
I'll tell you something, too, that, you know, one of the biggest problems that a lot of business owners deal with is that they constantly shop around. And there's nothing wrong with that, but when you do shop around and you find that one person, stick with them. Don't keep going to other places, you know what I mean? Because then that just ruins your relationship, and then you have to start all over again. And that's totally fine. Like, even if you want to shop around with other people other than me, that's totally fine. I'm not, you know, that's what you can do, absolutely. But if you find someone better, stick with them, okay?
Okay, well, email that to me, okay? Because I got a bunch of people that just walked in.
Okay.
So take care of them.
You got it, Gail. Absolutely.
All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure. Bye-bye.